This is Rusty Tanton.
And Amber Ray.
And you're listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network, the show that wants to travel across the country to find itself. In this episode, Amber interviews Julie Maritek, an Atlanta photographer whose work will be featured in the Artists Explosion Art Show on Friday, March 16th.
It's March 14th. This is Amber, and I'm here 19 floors above Midtown Atlanta with
Julie Maritek. Hi.
And you may remember Julie from a podcast way back, about a year ago, one of our first podcasts. She was one of the organizers of the Vagina Monologues for V-Day Decatur back in 2006. And now we've got her here again because you have your own art show coming up.
I do. Yes, I'm very excited about it. I'm a part of a bunch of other artists who are putting their work up for what's called the Artist Explosion. And it's just a bunch of local artists that are displaying their work, photographers, painters, not sure what other mediums, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of different art mediums there. And we're just in this abandoned warehouse putting our work up for a show, and there's going to be a band, and it'll be an event.
And it's this Friday, March 16th, right?
Mm-hmm. This is Friday, March 16th, 6 p.m. until whenever, you know,
until
it'll go.
Until question
dot, dot, dot. So, it's this Friday, and it's in the Castleberry Hill District, which is a pretty cool artsy part of Atlanta. So yeah, I'm really, really, really excited to be a part of it. I've had my work up solo, you know, at Starbucks and another coffee shop right now. And I had an exhibit up in college, but this will be my first time having my art up with other artists. So I'm really excited about that experience.
Cool. And how did you first find out about this show and get involved with it?
Craigslist, actually. I was browsing Craigslist looking for a new job, so if anyone out there is listening and wants to hire me, feel free. But I was just looking for a new job, and then I happened to see an ad on there for this person named Corey, who is putting this all together, who I haven't met yet, but we've corresponded via email.
See, isn't the internet great
for
that?
Yeah, it's just amazing that I haven't met Corey, but just Corey's and I email. So Corey had a listing up on Craigslist asking for artists to be a part of a show. So I emailed Corey, and here I am.
And you just submitted your photos, and he said, yes, they're cool. And
yep, exactly.
Very
I took a look at my website and really liked my work. And I emailed him asking him, like, what the, you know, kind of what is the audience for this sort of exhibit. And he said it was, you know, people in their 30s and 40s, just art. Centric people. So I thought, yeah, I definitely want to be a part of it. So it's kind of interesting being a part of an art show with a bunch of other artists that I haven't met yet, but I'm excited to meet them on Friday.
Do you get to pick the which of your pieces went into the show?
Yeah, it was really really centered around the artist. Honestly, it's I got to pick which pieces. You could have anywhere between 2 and 5 pieces, so I chose to put 5 pieces of my photography up, and the Creative Fine Art group will get a, you know, little portion of whatever I sell my work for. So I'm putting 5 pieces up, and yeah, I got to pick which pieces, and I think the only stipulation is that I have to be there tomorrow night to hang them myself. So, easy enough.
Yeah. What made you decide to choose the 5 pieces that you did?
Good question. I showed my my work at the Starbucks on Peach Street and 7th Street, and I had 7 pieces up. They were smaller. The ones I'm showing on Friday are 16 by 20s, and these were smaller, and 5 of the 7 pieces sold. And I actually found out that I sold more pieces at that Starbucks than anyone's ever sold. So I was really excited about that. That was just like really cool, and kind of the universe tapping me on the back, being like, "You go, girl."
Nice.
If the universe speaks like that, but I guess it's kind of how I imagine it. So the five that sold are actually those five pieces. So I thought, well, instead of trying to switch it up and do something new so early on in my career, I should listen to what, you know, is working. Mm-hmm. So what's working is that those five pieces sold, and they also flow really well together. The colors look good as a series together, and they're all sort of spiritual nature-esque. So they go well together. I think that they flow nicely.
And they're all from a road trip that you did, right?
Yeah. From this road trip.
When did you undertake that road trip?
I undertook this road trip two summers ago. My friend Jessica and I just hopped in her car and drove from Los Angeles to Wyoming. And wow. We went north. So we went, instead of going straight across the country, we kind of took this roundabout way. So we ended up going off through California, and we saw the redwoods, which were amazing, and we went to Big Sur and the sequoias and San Francisco. So we saw a huge portion of California, and then we went up to Oregon and we saw the dunes, and one of the pictures of my series is from Oregon, the one of the road.
Mm-hmm.
That was in Oregon. So we went there, and then we went to Seattle, and then we went to Vancouver, and then we went to Montana, Idaho, and our last stop was Wyoming. So,
and how long did this all take?
It took about 2.5 weeks. So,
still, that's not very long.
Not very long.
Hitting all those places.
Yeah,
Jack Kerouac.
It was very Jack Kerouac, like on the road. I felt like a little beatnik. So we just, except we were in her Saturn and not really a hippie car. But nonetheless, though. So yeah, we just camped out for 2 weeks. And in some of the cities, like Seattle, we stayed in a hostel. In Portland, we stayed with our friend. But yeah, we just did it. It's really one of those sort of experiences that I think everybody should do, you know, like a road trip, you know. But I didn't want it to just be about the road trip. Something I'm kind of learning is that to take a trip just for the sake of taking a trip is nice in some situations, but taking a trip with some kind of plan of action makes you come home with something bigger than you expected. So I think that's kind of what I had in my mind for the road trip. A part of me, you love the idea of eating peanut butter out of a jar and, you know, finding a place last minute to sleep and pitch our tent. Another part of me really wanted to have a plan of coming home with, you know, photography and having worked on my photographs and build my portfolio. So I was really excited about that, for sure.
That's so crazy. I mean, it's awesome. It's the kind of thing that, like, I don't know, I think about doing that kind of thing, but I haven't ever actually picked up and done it, and I think probably a lot of people think about it but don't do it, so it's very cool that you went through with it.
I think when there's a will, there's a way, and I remember talking to my bosses at my company that I was working at the time, and really just told them what I wanted and why I wanted to do it, and they were really understanding. I think when you approach people in a way of, instead of just, I want to take time off from work, if you language it differently and say, you know, this is what I want to do and this is who I think I'll be when I come back, and maybe even find a way to work it into whatever you're doing, you know, then I think people are more understanding, you know, than just, I want to take time off from work, but, you know, I'm going to do this, I want to do this adventure for this particular reason. You know, I think it'll make me a better artist, and, you know, I was able to come back with more skills. I had just been in the office.
What kind of things did you seek to sort of document with all the photos that you took?
That's a good question.
Because a lot of them that I looked at on your website, they're very, I mean, I don't want to use the word Americana because I feel like that has been cliched to the point of losing all meaning, but, I mean, a lot of juxtapositions of, you know, different sides of America all coming together.
I think it's funny, I actually didn't set out to see those juxtapositions, but I saw them when I came back and started looking at my photography, and I thought, oh, because there's, you know, when you visit my website, there's a series on there where it shows, it's the Paradox series, so it shows, you know, a part of the city of America, and then I'll show more of the rural part of America, sort of juxtapose the two ways that Americans express themselves. One may be through a tie-dye peace sign, one may be through, you know, a garage sale with American flags all around. So I noticed that when I came back. I would say when I was actually on the trip, I was really looking for moments that, A, I wanted to remember, and moments that I felt had I had some spiritual connection to what was around me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that that was probably what was on my mind. And just images that told the story and documented the story of the trip.
I think it really, from what I saw on your website, really captures the spirit of a road trip.
Thank you.
Did a good job with that.
Thanks.
do you use Photoshop to touch them up at all, or do you pretty much just leave them how you took them?
No, I touch them up. I think that, you know, it's funny. Sometimes I think artists are scared to say that they touch up their work.
Oh, I don't think that's a bad thing.
I don't think it is either. I think some artists are like, no, it's all fine. But even in the dark room, you know, you dodge and you burn, right, and you adjust and you crop. It's just like a digital dark room. So, I cropped them and I enhanced the color because I thought the color was just needed to be. It was still really true color, but I wanted to enhance it,
right,
to make more of a statement, if you will, and to bring the viewer in more to photograph. I touched them up a little bit here and there for the most part, though, but nothing was photoshopped. Like, there's one picture of three cats in a window.
Mm-hmm.
People always ask me, were those three cats there, or did you photoshop that in? And I said, no, there's three cats. And there's like another picture.
It's not a photo if you photoshop the
cats.
Yeah,
and then, like, it was I've been asked all the time, another picture of the Wyoming flowers with the with the mountains in the background. People always ask, like, did you take a picture of the flowers and then take a picture of the mountains and, like, Photoshop that together? And I'm like, no, it's funny. It's like, people think that it's all created and fake, but, like, no, the world's just that beautiful that it looked like that.
Do you have a personal favorite of all your photos from that trip? I know there's, like, thousands of them, so come on, pick one.
Personal favorite. I mean, the five that are going up on Friday are five of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
I love them all. It sounds so cliche to be like, they're all like my children, but I guess in my case, they're all like cats. I have one cat, I don't have children, but I think my favorite is the road one that's in my series, because it's titled She Moves On Part 2, and the reason why is that in college, freshman year, I shot a railroad tracks sort of in the same style. Different photo, but the same idea of showing, you know, something going off into the distance, and that was called She Moves On, after one of my favorite Paul Simon songs. So this picture is so similar to it, but instead of railroad tracks, it was a road. But She Moves On Part 2, sort of just my evolution as a person since that first photo I took, which was like one of my first, you know, it was photography class freshman year of college,
right.
Just kind of like how far I've come. So I love that one. I also love the cats, too, looking out the window, because
that's a good one.
That was a total just luck. I mean, my friend and I woke up from camping, had to find a trash can because we had our trash, so I went on this walk to try to find, like, we actually, that night, we slept out in a church parking lot.
Nice.
Because there was, like, nowhere else nice. To camp, I mean, for miles. So we slept in a church parking lot, and they had a sign that said visitors welcome, so we took it literally. So we slept out in the church parking lot, and then we had all this trash, and we were surrounded by all these kind of old, dilapidated homes, and I literally was just trying to find someone's trash can to, like, throw my trash into. And I went up to the house, and all of a sudden, like, two cats jumped up and looked at me through the window, and I was like, whoa. And I had my camera. So I started shooting the two cats, and then the third cat jumped up, and I was like, whoa, and I kind of jumped back, like, oh my gosh. And so I just started shooting, so luckily I had my camera with me. I was kind of nervous that the owner would come out and start yelling at me, but the owner did not. So, yeah, but the one for more sentimental meaning, the other one, because I just think it has a good story to it.
Any idea what kind of photography you'd like to do in the future?
Oh gosh, I want to do everything. I mean, I really it sounds so cliche for any kind of photographer to be like, I want to travel the world, but I really do. I mean, it's really in my heart. You know, if I'm 85 and I haven't seen most of the world, I feel like I'll be really disappointed in myself, coming from a 25-year-old. So I really want to travel around the world and photograph, you know, nature and people. I mean, just, I think my work has a spiritual feel to it, so kind of not religious, but more of just a spiritual feel of the world. So I'd love to just photograph people and go to rice paddies in China and see those Chinese women with their little hat, their little, what are they, like, little straw hats or whatever they, I don't know if they have an official name, rice paddy hats. I don't know. So I really want to travel the world and take photographs of different cultures. And I've thought about doing a series on 20-somethings and spirituality and kind of where people in their 20s are spiritually. And I want to do some work on, you know, I was talking to a man earlier who has a business, and he's looking for a female photographer to photograph women with HIV. So I thought that would be a really interesting series. So anything sort of that just, that I could see have a bigger purpose other than myself. I mean, of course, any artist wants, if they're putting their work out there, of course they want to sell it, but they want, but I want to, but you want to sell it because you want to inspire people.
Right.
So that's what I'd like to do.
Any parting thoughts?
No, just if anybody wants to come to my show, there'll be a link on the Georgia Podcast Network
website.
So it's in Castleberry Hill, and there'll be a link on the website as well for my photography website. And no, I just really excited to talk to you all, and feel free to email me with any questions or feedback on my work. Thanks for listening.
All right, thanks.
The Artist Explosion Art Show will take place Friday, March 16th at 6 p.m. at the Southern Mills Warehouse at 585 Wells Street, Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit atlanta-artist-event.com. Interested in podcasting? Want to mingle with other podcasters or learn how to get started yourself? Then mark your calendar for PodCamp Atlanta, happening March 16th through 18th at Emory University. For more information and to add yourself to the registration list, visit podcampatlanta.com. And by the way, it's free. The song you heard in this podcast was Flux by Drop Trio, available only on Magnatune.com.
Thanks for listening to Mostly ITP on the Georgia Podcast Network. Visit us at gapodcastnetwork.com. If you have a question, comment, or drunken rant, leave us a voicemail by calling 678-389-9441. Who knows, it might be featured in a podcast. You can also email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com.